Shabbos is Parshas Chaye Sora. Chof Beis Mar Cheshvan, Parshas Chaye Sora. Many years Chaye Sora is also Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, but this year it's not. Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev is next week. So what's the connection between Chaye Sora, which is always read, even if it is Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, it's always read in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, to the parasha? The name of the parasha is Chaye Sora. According to the Zohar, Sora is the guf. Avraham is the neshama, and Sora is the guf. So what's the hayra, what's the lesson from the name of the parasha that's called Chaye Sora, the life of the body, the life of the guf? Especially that we read here about Thomas Sora. Sora dies. But the name of the parasha is not Misa Sora. The name of the parasha is Chaye Sora. The parasha begins with the burial of Sora in the Ma'ariz HaMachpelah and the acquisition of Avraham Avinu buying the field Ma'ariz HaMachpelah located in Hebron, Kiryas Arba. Right here at the beginning of the parasha, in detail, the Torah goes through the discussions that Avraham and Ephron have as Avraham is about to acquire this portion of land. In fact, this is the first portion of land that Avraham acquires in Eretz Yisrael. Hebron is also the first city that Avraham Avinu sets up permanent dwelling. We see in Lech Lecha that when he entered Eretz Yisrael, he travels through, but he didn't settle yet. He travels first to Shechem, then a little further on, Beisel. But where does he actually settle? Vayehal Avraham, Vayovai, Vayeshev. Where does it say Vayeshev for the first time that Avraham enters Eretz Yisrael? That's Be'eloinei Mamre Asher Bechevroin, which here we're being introduced to the name Kiryas Arba as well. So that was the first settlement, the first place where Avraham lives permanently. Rashi tells us in Vayera on the Pasuk, Vayogar Avraham be'eretz plishtim yomim rabim. So Rashi says that he lived first in Hebron for 25 years and then in Be'er Sheva for 26. Then he went back to Hebron. And for the rest of his life, really, he lives in Hebron. That's where Sarah dies. And Rashi in the middle here tells us, at the beginning, wherever he went, he was just like a guest. Then he went down to Mitzrayim for 3 months. So clearly, Hebron is the first settlement, the first place where Avraham lives permanently in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where he stays until Sodom is destroyed. Hebron is also the city where David HaMelech is proclaimed king. The Haftorah this week, the Haftorah of Chaye Sora, begins with the words V'Hamelech David. V'Hamelech David Zaken Baba Yomim, and it ends with Yechi Adoni HaMelech David Le'olam Malchus Beis David. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam V'Hamelech David. So why does David begin his reign in Hebron? Really, it should be in Yerushalayim, and most of it was in Yerushalayim, but the first 7 years was in Hebron. The next, in this parasha, we also read that Avraham came to eulogize his wife, Sarah, v'levkoisa. We know that the word v'levkoisa contains a small chaf. Why is there a small chaf in the word v'levkoisa? The Balaturim discusses it. The Balaturim says, since she was very old, he didn't cry that much. Strange. That's what the Balaturim says. The other teretz he gives. There's the famous teretz from the Nesivos Sholem, from the Slonimah, who says that he purposely didn't cry more than he should, because the Satan was trying to get him to have charata, to be sorry that he went to the Akedah, because she died as a result of the news. When she heard the news, Alidei Psures HaAkeda, Ukamat Shalei Nishchat, Parcha Nishmasa. So one might think, and of course this is what the Satan wanted Avraham to think, that his whole Mesiras Nefesh by the Akedah was a mistake. Look what it caused. It caused his wife to die, an untimely death. Avram passed this test too. That's why it says, Shnei Chayei Sarah. You should know she lived a full life till 127. She wasn't supposed to live a day longer. It happens to be that this is why she died, because she was supposed to die. So to show that Avram doesn't cry more than one does cry when it's an untimely death, we know that Al-Pi Teva, some Rachman al-Islam who dies young, an untimely death, there's much more crying. So therefore there's a small chuf. That's what the Nesivas Shalom says. We try to give a different teretz to it. The Baal HaTurim here tells us on the Pasuk, Shmaenu Adoni, Nesi Elohim Ata B'Seichenu B'Mivchar Kvareinu Kvair Esmei Secha. Bury your dead. Says the Baal HaTurim, there are four places in Tanakh where it says Mei Secha. Three without a Yud, one with the Yud. Three without a Yud here in the Parasha, one with the Yud in Yeshaya, I believe, where it says Yichyu Mei Secha with the Yud. He says it's a remise to that which Chazal tell us, it's a Yerushalmi and Kalayim, that may say Eretz Yisrael Chayim Tchila. The dead in Eretz Yisrael will be resurrected first. Because here it says Meisecha, there it says with a Yud, Pirish Meisecha Dehocha, Yichyu Meisecha Dehosam. Those who died here, then they will be resurrected. What exactly is the Baal HaTurim telling us here? What is the connection to this topic here, to the burial of Sarah in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah and to Tchiyas HaMesim? The next topic in the parasha is about Eliezer Eved Avraham, Damesek Eliezer. Eliezer was the greatest chosid, the greatest Talmud of Avraham Avinu. He was Doyle Umashka Mitoiris Rabbi La'acherim, as Rashi brings in Lech Lecha. His whole mission, his whole goal in life was to spread the teachings of Avraham Avinu. What was Avraham's message and what did Eliezer teach? What did Eliezer spread? The teachings of Avraham Avinu. What was the teaching of Avraham Avinu that was so unique, different than what was taught in the previous generations before him, that Eliezer is coming to teach to everyone else? And as mentioned in the previous weeks, we are in the month of Mar Cheshvan. The Hashgacha Pratis, this week, in fact today, many, many of Klal Yisrael were Mesayim Mesechta Chulin. And tomorrow they begin Mesechta Bechairos. And the Hashgacha Pratis, they are ending Chulin and beginning Bechairos in the week of Parshas Chayisara, in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And what's the connection? Everything is Bashgacha. Maseches Chulin ends with Tchiyas HaMeisim. Maseches Chulin ends with the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and the Mishnah there ends off. Ma im mitzvah kala shehi ke'iser, omra toiru l'man yitav lach v'ha'arach de'yomim, kal v'chayme l'mitzvah chamuras shebe toiru. Such a mitzvah that is so easy to accomplish, there's no loss of any money, and yet the reward is so great. L'man yitav lach v'ha'arach de'yomim. Certainly, when one observes more difficult mitzvahs. And there the Gemara goes through the Arichas there. Rabbi Yaakov says, Char mitzvah b'hai al malek. It's not referring to reward in this world, it's referring to tchiyas hamesim. And Rabbi Yaakov says, Ein lecha mitzvah shematan schara b'tzida, she'ein tchiyas hamesim toloi ba. Whenever a pasuk tells us, this is the shita of Rabbi Yaakov, which the Gemara seems to learn, is what the Mishnah really means here too. The Gemara brings the story there of an individual who was asked by his father to bring birds from a bird's nest. So he was mishaleach ha'aim, and then when he came back down the ladder, he fell and he died. So what happened to the man yitav lach v'ha'arach d'yamim? Here he was involved in two mitzvahs that the reward for both is arichas yamim, and yet he died right after he did it. So that says the Rabbi Yaakov, says the Gemara, we're talking about la'olam shekulay toiv, la'olam shekulay aruch. That's how Maseches Chulin ends, with tchiyas hamesim. And the Mefarshim ask, many ask, why is Maseches Chulin in Seder Kachim? Chulin, kishmo kein hu. It's Chulin, it's not Kachim. We're talking here about that which is unholy. So why is Maseches Chulin in Kachim? It should be in a different order of Gemara. Why is it in Seder Kachim? And we know that every Masechta is connected to the next Masechta. What's the connection between Chulin and Bechayres? So as mentioned in previous weeks, we find ourselves now in the month of Mar Cheshvan, which, as the Arizal says, is the month of Menashe. Menashe, in contrast to Ephraim, Menashe, his avoda was to enter into the world of Chulin, to enter into the world of the mundane, Artzius, to elevate the Artzius, which is what a Yid is really in this world for. A Yid is sent on a shlichus to this world, to a gashmiistic world, to a physical world, not to separate from the physical world, but to elevate it, to be part of it, to eat, to drink, to be involved in all the physical parts of this world, but yet to elevate, we eat, but we eat differently than the way the goyim eat. Our involvement in the physical world is a different involvement, of course, than the involvement of the goyim. The Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael gavoya mikol ha'arotzos. So Chassidus Sfarim teach that Eretz Yisrael means the artzius of a yid, the artzius of a Yisrael, the material and physical avoida of a yid is different, is gavoya mikol ha'arotzos. It's much higher than the artzius of the rest of the world. Our involvement in artzius is not for the same reason that a goy is involved in artzius. It's not supposed to be for the same reason. And this avoida of being able to elevate the gashmius was a chiddush of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was mechadesh this avoida. Hashem actually was telling Avraham Avinu, look, l'zaracha etein es ha'oretz hazois, that I'm giving to your children the Eretz, and I want you to conquer the land, to elevate the land. That's the Avodah of a Yid, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and that's the purpose of Malchus Beis David. Malchus is Yidu in Sifrei Kabbalah, Malchus is called Eretz. Eretz is Malchus. Malchus Beis David conquered Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech conquers Eretz Yisrael. The Malachim conquer Eretz Yisrael. That means the Avodah is to conquer and to elevate the Gashmias. The Avodah with the Guf. A person is given, we have a Neshama and a body. And the Avodah of a Yid is to elevate the body. The Guf should become like the Neshama by the body in its involvement in the artzius, in the physicalities of this world for a higher purpose, that elevates the body to the status of the neshama, and that's why the body is zeichet tchias hameisim. The reason why the body is resurrected, the body comes back to life, and by tzaddikim the body never decomposes. And even if it has to for a moment before tchias hameisim, as the Gemara says, it's just for that moment. And then afterwards the body experiences eternity. The body comes back and experiences chayim nitzchiyim. That's the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban's shita is that tchias hameisim, olam haba, is with a body. It's just that the body won't have to eat and drink, but we will have a body, the same body that we had here, but a different type of body, but it'll be the body that we lived in this world, which will be elevated to the status of the neshama, and it will be for, that's chaye sora, the life of the body. And that's the Avodah of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the month in which the Avodah is to elevate the Gashmias, because this is the month that we enter into the world of Gashmias. This is the month referred to as the Yerach Bul from the word Novel. We enter into the world of decomposition, a world of spoilage, the body, Artzius, that which does not last forever, and the Yid elevates it, and then it becomes eternal. That's why Mar Cheshvan, although it's referred to as Yerach Bul, is also called Chodesh Hashmini, as mentioned in previous weeks. Shmini, the eighth month, the number eight is the number associated with Nitzchias. That's the number associated with Bias HaMashiach, the number associated with Lamaila Menatev, and yet it's called Yerach Bul. And in Mar Cheshvan, there's no Yom Tov. In Mar Cheshvan, a Yid is oisek in artzius, in planting, in plowing, in dealing with the mundane, dealing with the outside world, and that's the tachlis. The tachlis is to go out into the world and deal with the outside world and elevate the outside world, and to be involved with gashmius, but on a higher plane, to elevate that the Gashmis should become Ruchnis. From Yerach Bul, Chaydesh Hashmini. As Sora said, Achare Beloisi Hoysali Edna. And that's why a Yid is Zoyche to Tchiyas HaMeisim. A Yid is Zoyche to Tchiyas HaMeisim because he elevates his body. He's Oisek in Chulin for a higher purpose. This is why Meseches Chulin is in Seder Kodshim, because the purpose of Chulin is to elevate the Chulin to the status of Kodshim. The Guf should become a Neshama. The Gashmias should become Ruchnias. So the Avoid is not to separate from the Gashmias, to not to have anything to do with bodily needs. That sometimes in Moshe Rabbeinu was on that Madrega. But the Avoida of a Yid is Dafka to go into Eretz and to be involved in Inyone Gashmiyim, L'shem Shomayim, obviously, not to indulge in Gashmiyim, but that the Gashmiyim should be elevated and become Ruchniyim. So Meseches Chulin Dafka ends with Tchiyas HaMeisim. No other Meseches in the entire Shas ends with Tchiyas HaMeisim. Meseches Chulin ends with Tchiyas HaMeisim. Because Tchiyas HaMeisim is a reward for a Yid who is involved in Chulin to elevate the Chulin to Kodshim. That's why Meseches Chulin is inside the Kodshim. And Al Yedei Avayda Zu, a Yid is Zoyche to be a Bechor. B'ni Bechori Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we are referred to as Hashem's firstborn. The firstborn gets double. Kefil. What's Kefil? Pishnayim is Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. This world and the world after Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's Kefil, that's Bechoyra. When a Yid is Maila V'chulin to Kodshim, he's Zoyche to Tchiyas HaMeisim, to the next world, which means to two worlds, which is the Bechoyra, which is Bechoyras, which comes right after Chulin. Whoever was buried in the Ma'oras HaMachpelah, Machpelah Miloshen Kefil, is going to experience Tchiyas HaMeisim. And perhaps we could say a Chiddush. I didn't see this anywhere, so I don't know for sure if this is Emes. Maybe. One thing for sure, as mentioned what the Baal HaTurim says here, is that the Meisei Eretz Yisrael will be resurrected first. Those who were Oisek in Eretz Yisrael, those who elevated the Artzius, Eretz Yisrael, Gavoya Mikolo Aratzois, they will experience Tchiyas HaMeisim first. Where will that take place in Eretz Yisrael, Gufa? Perhaps here in Chevron, in the Maariv HaMachpelah. Since this is the place where the Avos are buried, the death of the first of the Avos and Imohos are here. This is where their bodies are buried. So this is where Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to happen first. Especially, as the Megala Amukas, Yalkut Ruveni, and all the other Svarim bring down, based on the Zohar, that the Ma'oras HaMachpelah is the Pesach of Gan Eden. That's what Gan Eden is. That's where the Tefilos of every Yid go first. Before they go to Yerushalayim, they go to Chevron first. Chevron is connected to Yerushalayim. Some say that's why it's called Chevron, Meloshon Chibur, Chibur Nun. So that's the Mokum of the Tefilos, and that's the Pesach of Gan Eden. Avram Avinu paid 400 shekel kesef oiver lasoicher for the Ma'oras HaMachpelah, for the Pesach of Gan Eden, of which the Torah says, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. Oiver lasoicher is begematria, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. Right here, that's where it is. The Zohar says, Oiver las, on this pasuk, in fact, the Zohar says, Oiver lasoicher, ties it into Gan Eden, Dar v'soichores, chor sechor, whole arichas on the word soicher. So the words Oiver lasoicher and merumas, these two words of gematria, Vayita Hashem alekim gan be'eden mikedem, that's what Adam Arishon was before the Chet, where there was no Misa. So this is the Pesach here to where there is no Misa. So from here will come the first Chia, the first Tchiyas HaMeisim, the resurrection, according to the Gemara, Tzmash V'Tzadikim will come before Mashiach, Moshe V'Aaron Imohem, the Gemara says in Yuma. The Radvaz says that Tchiyas HaMeisim of Tzadikim will be before Mashiach comes. Then there'll be a later stage that'll be afterwards. So the first stage of Tchiyas HaMeisim is clearly in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Baal HaTurim is telling us here in this parsha, on this topic, where it's talking about the first burial that takes place in Eretz Yisrael. Misa Sora is be'emes chaye Sora, because the guf of a tzaddik is the guf of a tzaddik is alive, because the guf comes back, especially by tzaddikim where the body doesn't decompose. So the parsha is not called Misa Sar, it's called Chaye Sar. Also to be merame is that the avoida of a yid is to be mechaye the guf, meaning to elevate the body, that the body should be considered alive, not chas v'shalom dead. By Rishoyim, afilu b'chayeyem kruyim meisim. But tzadikim, and v'ameich kulam tzadikim, afilu b'misosam kruyim chayim. And that's the avoida of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, the avoida is not like Tishrei. Tishrei is Ephraim. Ephraim separated himself from this world. Ephraim was the chavrusa of Yaakov Avinu, totally removed from the physicalities of this world. That was his avoida. That's the avoida of Tishrei. In Chodesh Tishrei, we are removed from Gashmias. Clearly, we separate Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. But not Mar Cheshvan, though. Yid has to enter into the world of Gashmias, into the world of Artzias, and deal with the guf, with the nefesh ha-bahamis, with tachtoinim, dira b'tachtoinim, b'tachtoinim is b'gematria chodesh ma'acheshvan, chayei sora, and that's the avoida of the yid, dafke and ma'acheshvan, where now Klal Yisrael completed Maseches Chulin, where we learn about Tchiyas HaMesim at the end of the Maseches, and the whole purpose of Chulin is to elevate it to Kodshim. And perhaps this is why Avraham does not cry so much for Sarah. The idea is that which Ramban tells us in Parshas Re'eh on the Pasuk, Bonim atem la-Hashem alaykechem, loises goydudu v'loisosim l'korcha ben aneichem l'meis, that we are children to Hashem, we're not allowed to rip hair out of our heads or scratch ourselves as the goyim would do when they would lose a relative, because to them it's the end, it's over, says the Ramban. But a yid has oilam haba. A yid knows that he will be reunited with his relatives. A yid who cries too much at the loss of a relative is a sign that he doesn't believe he will see him again. That's why the Ramban says in general that we're not supposed to overdo it. Because we know that when one is Menachem, Rachman al-Islan, Hoyo, they see someone that when he's sitting Shiva, he says, compares it to Tzion v'Yerushalayim, which will be restored. So, Avraham taught a lesson here. He taught a lesson for all Yidden, that lispoid l'sora v'lev kaisa with a small chaf. The same way the Ramban says that that's the reason why the Torah says we're not supposed to overdo it by a mess, loises goydu v'loisosim l'korcha, bein aneichem l'meis, because bonem atem l'Hashem alaykechem, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, every Yid is a b'char, every Yid is Hashem's b'char, every Yid, amich kulum tzadikim, kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'oilam haba, tchiyas hameisim. So there shouldn't be any overcrying. A little bit, not too much. He has to believe that he will be reunited. And Avraham sets the example here. That's why there's a small chaf. Dafka here, especially here, where Sarah is being buried, where Tchiyas HaMeisim will take place first. And that's why the Baal HaTurim is merame is this here. Meischa. Yichyu Meisecha. Eliezer Eved Avraham tells us the Yalkut Reuveni in the name of the Arizal, brought down in the Chidah and others, that Eliezer was a Gilgal of, Eliezer rather was Nizgalgel in Kolev ben Yefuna. Kolev ben Yefuna is a Gilgal of Eliezer Eved Avraham. Some Amramis it, Avraham Zokain Baba Yomiv Hashem Beirachas Avraham Bakoil, Bakoil is Osius Kolev. Why is Eliezer Kolev? Because Eliezer, as mentioned before, Eliezer is the one who is spreading the teachings of his Rebbe, of Avraham Avinu, especially when Avraham is Zokain and Avraham is not as involved. So Eliezer is the Zkan Beisoy, Amoyshel B'chol HaSheloi. And Avraham says to Eliezer, Ve'ashbi'acha b'Hashem Elokei HaShamayim ve'Elokei HaOretz. And then afterwards, Hashem asher lekochani mibeis avi, Hashem elokei hashamayim asher lekochani mibeis avi. So here Rashi tells us what we're talking about here. That when Avram tells him not to bring Yitzchak outside of Eretz Yisrael, he says, Hashem, the God of the heavens who took me out of my father's home, swore to me, lezaracha etein es ha'oretz hazoi. So here Rashi says, why does it say over here, lekei ha'shamayim and not lekei ha'oretz? And before it says, v'yashbiach ha'ba'ashem lekei ha'shamayim v'lekei ha'oretz. Says Rashi, now, this is what Avraham is telling Eliezer, he is the God of the heavens and the God of the earth.
Shehirgaltev b'fi habriyos, because I made his name familiar in the mouths of everyone. Everyone knows who Hashem is now, so he's a Lekei Ha'aretz too. Because till now they would say, yeah, there's a God in the heavens, but he's not down here. Pashup shat. But you should know, k'shel kochani mibeis ovi, hoya Elokei Hashamayim v'loya Lekei Ha'aretz, because people didn't know who he was. Shmoy loy ha'yorogil ba'aretz. Avram is telling Eliezer, I made Hashem familiar. I spread knowledge about Hashem that he is now Elokei Ha'aretz. That's what he's telling Eliezer. And perhaps the idea is this, what we're saying, that the Avodah is artsy, to be ma'ale the artsiest. Till Avraham came, Hashem was known as Elokei Hashamayim. And even the greats of those days were involved only in spirituality. Because even by Goyim, Lahavdil, they don't understand this concept of elevating Gashmias. That's why by a Goy, there's no such thing as a Karban Shlomim, only a Karban Oyla. Because as a Goy only knows that you serve God by prayer and solitary confinement, meditation, studying. There's no such thing as serving God when you eat, when you drink, when you're involved in the physical pleasures of this world. How could you serve Hashem that way, right? The Goyim don't understand that. So to the Goyim, Hashem is only Elokei HaShamayim. Avraham Avinu came and taught that he's Elokei HaOretz. And therefore, a Yid, especially Avraham is the first Yid. It starts from him. Lech lecha me'artzecha el ha'oretz ha'she'arekob, el zaracha etein es ha'oretz ha'zois. That this is the avodah of a Yid, to elevate the Gashmius. This is what Avraham taught Eliezer. This was the machloikus between the Meraglim and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Meraglim and Kolev ben Yefuna and Yehoshua, but specifically Kolev ben Yefuna. What was the machloikus? According to Chassidus, according to the Pnimius of the machloikus of the Meraglim and Moshe Rabbeinu, was just this. The Meraglim did not want to be involved in Artzius. The Meraglim said it's better to stay in the desert and serve Hashem and learn and daven all day and not have to deal with the outside world, not to conquer land. It's not good to get involved in Gashmias because the Gashmias consumes its inhabitants. They had a very interesting point, and they felt they were right. The Shita of the Meraglim wasn't Stam that they wanted to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to stay in the desert and learn and daven all day, because this way you could be totally removed from the outside world and concentrate only on serving Hashem. But that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to go out into the world. He wanted us to go into Eretz Yisrael and not be surrounded by clouds anymore and eating mun and drinking the be'er, but rather dealing with the world and cultivating and farming and irrigating and serving Him that way, serving Him in a normal setting. Mar Cheshvan, that's Mar Cheshvan. The Meraglim didn't want to deal with Mar Cheshvan. By the Meraglim, they wanted it to always be Tishrei. Kolev ben Yefuna, he's the Gilgal of Eliezer, so he knows. Kolev ben Yefuna is the Gilgal of Eliezer, who was taught by Avraham Avinu. He was taught by Avraham Avinu that Elokei Ha'aretz, it's not only Elokei Hashemayim, it's Elokei Ha'aretz. And that could be the reason why Chevron is the city in which Malchus Beis David began. Because this was the city where this Avodah began. This is the first place where, as mentioned before, Avraham settles. Where does the Avodah of elevating the Artzius, of Eretz Yisrael, where does it start? It started in Chevron, because that's where Vayeshev, Eloinei Mamre Hashem Chevron, Vayivan Shom Mizbeach LaHashem, that was the first place where Avraham Avinu was settled. Chevron, and this is where the Kvura of Sora takes place, this is where Tchias HaMeisim will take place, this is where the Pesach of Gan Eden is. Chevron, it's one of the places the Medrash says that the Goyim can never contest and say that it belongs to them, although today they do. Maris HaMachpelah, because it was bought by Avraham Avinu with Arba Shekel Kesef Oivel HaSeicher. So this is where Malchus Beis David begins. Malchus Beis David, as mentioned in the previous weeks, is the Avodah of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Begamatria Malchus Beis David. Here's where the Merida against Malchus Beis David took place. And here we see a Dvar Pela. We mentioned that last week, but not with this Hezber. Yeravam ben Nevat, who was no fool, he was no hedyot. Yeravam ben Nevat was a very great, great person. Chazal say great things about him. Hashem himself tells him, I'll take a walk with him and David in Gan Eden. So you can imagine who Yeravam ben Nevat must have been. Yeravam ben Nevat, it said, did a very strange thing, and that is that he proclaims Chag HaSukkos in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, HaChodesh HaShabada Milibay. So what is he doing here? What's the idea? What was his point? What was he trying to say? And perhaps this is it. This is what he was trying to say. And this is the rebellion against Malchus Beis David. Yerubim Erevot is an enikel of Ephraim. Ephraim separated from this world. Ephraim had nothing to do with the Gashmius of this world. Menashe did, Ephraim did not. Menashe was a statesman, Menashe was an interpreter. Menashe dealt with the outside world, Ephraim did not deal with the outside world. And therefore, Yerovam, who is an enikel of Ephraim, had that shita, that we have to separate from this world. Meaning, Yerovam does not recognize Mar Cheshvan. He does not recognize Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. That's why he extends Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan. He says, a Yid has to always separate himself from this world. A Yid cannot be involved in this world. It's too dangerous. Yerovam ben Nevat made the same mistake that the Meraglim made. And that was his chait. That was the first merida on Malchus Beis David. Because the purpose of Malchus Beis David is to bring Malchus Hashem into the world. That every detail of the world, Umalchusai Bakoil Mashallah, even the Artzius and the Gashmius and the Guf cry out that Hashem is Melech. One cannot totally separate, but times that we do have to separate. A Yid obviously is not supposed to be totally involved in Gashmius, that's not the point there. But there's a time when a Yid is involved in Gashmius, and that's also an Avodah, and that's a higher Avodah, because we could reach greater heights through dealing with Artzius and the Nesyonis of Olam Hazeh, then when we separate from it. Although there are times, of course, that one does have to separate. So that was the Machlokes Yerovam and Rechavam, Yerovam and Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael. That's how it could be it started. Of course, it led afterwards to Avodah Zarah and so on. Like all these Chatoyim mentioned in Tanakh, and we have to learn the greats of Tanakh, the people mentioned in Tanakh were not like Rishoyim of today. The Halavai is one side. The original they say, he said, Halavai, we would do our mitzvahs like they did their Averis. So the chet of Yerovam was very similar to the chet of the Meraglim. Kolev is the one who says, Toiva ha'oretz ma'oid ma'oid. That Artzi is toiv. It's not ra. Eretz zovas cholov udevash. The involvement in Artzius leads to Devash. Eretz Zavas Cholavu Devash. It could lead to Devash. It could lead to Merirus, but it could lead to Devash. Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Eretz Zavas Cholavu Devash, meaning the Eretz of a Yisrael, the Artzius of a Yid, is Zavas Cholavu Devash. And that's why the first word of the combination of Hashem's name for Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Udvash. Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. And the word Udvash is the end of the Pasuk where it says, Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. That the Avoida of elevating Artzius, elevating Gashmius, is Dvash. Is Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. It's an Avoida that we should aspire to and not run away from, like Yerovam did. And here we see, B'nei Geya to Mo'ara Samachpeh, the Pasuk says, Vayokom Sidei Ephraim. The field of Ephraim was elevated. Rashi says, Tekuma hoysaloi, sheyotza miyad hedyot liyad melech. It was first in the hands of a hedyot, hedyot, idiot. That's where the word idiot comes from. Pharisee Yisrael says in Sanhedrin. It's not a dirty word. Idiot means plain. Hedyot, hedyot, idiot. It's a word that was always used. Today it's used in a negative context. Vayakom sedei Ephraim v'yad hedyot liyad melech. Because first it was in the hands of Ephraim, the Russia, the one who says a lot and does little, and now it's in the hands of the melech. Avram is the melech. Nesi Elohim ata b'seichenu emek shoveh hu emek hamelech. Avram was proclaimed king. Avram is the melech. That's where the root of Malchus Beis David is, Avram Avinu. The avoda of making Eretz Yisrael, conquering Eretz Yisrael. And the purpose, conquering him is taking it away from Canaan, the land being in the domain of Klipa, and elevating it into the domain of Kedusha. Vayakom Sidei Ephraim. So, Tekuma Hoysaloi. Sheyotza Miyad Hedyot Liad Melech. And we see the same thing over here also, B'nei Geya 2, Eliezer Eved Avraham. Eliezer was originally, we say it was an Orur. Eliezer was cursed. Eliezer was an Eved. Eliezer, according to the Targum Yonason, is the son of Nimrod. So Eliezer was from Cham. Eliezer was a black from Cham. He was an Enakel of Cham, son of Nimrod. Nimrod was the Moirad. Al-Kenye Omar Ken Nimrod Gibor Tzayid Lefnei Hashem. The Torah says when you want to know who a rebel was, someone who's Yodea Esribayinayu Miskavein Nimrod Boy, that's Nimrod. And who's Eliezer? His son. So Eliezer was an Orur, and he Yotzom Miklal Orur Leklal Baruch. Lavan says to him over here, Boy, Baruch Hashem. The Zayar says he's no longer an Orur, he's now a Baruch. So he's elevated, he's Nishapech totally from Orur to Baruch, like Stei Ephraim, Yotzom Yad Hedyard Liad Melech. And that's the Avodah of dealing with Artzius and elevating the Artzius, the lowest levels, Chulin, becoming Kodshim to the point where the Mesechus Derech, there's a Mesechta called Mesechus Derech Eretz Zut, it's from the small Mesechus in the back of Avodah Zorah. Eliezer is one of those mentioned there who Nichnas Chai Legan Eden. According to that opinion, he never died. Eliezer is equated to Basya Bas Paroi, to Serach Bas Osher, to Eliyahu HaNavi, to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, all those mentioned there in Masechtas Derech Eretz that did not die. Nichnas Chai L'Gan Eden. Because of his loyalty to Avram Avinu, the way he fulfills the Shlichus here of bringing Yitzchak and Rivka together, bringing the first Jewish couple, the first zivug, the first Jewish couple, we learn out so many halachas of kedushin. Kicha kicha mizdei Ephraim. It's interesting that the topic of Eliezer, the whole topic here, is which is the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka, is right next to the topic of Sdei Ephraim, where we learn out kicha kedushin. Kicha kicha mizdei Ephraim. We learn out the whole sugi of kedushin is mizdei Ephraim. Why? Svarim tell us because all zivugim are rooted in the Ma'oras HaMachpelah. All the zivugim, that's where they are, the couples, Machpelah. Ma'oras HaMachpelah, Machpelah is from the word couple. All the couples are in the Ma'oras HaMachpelah. Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah, Adam and Chava. That's where all zivugim, which zivugim, a zivug amiti, is forever. Ish ve'ishtai are forever ish ve'ishtai, in this world and in the next world, in Olam Haza and in Olam Haba. And that's where they're rooted, the Maris HaMachpel, and that's where we learn out Kedushin from. Kicha, kicha, mistei Ephraim. Kiyikach ish isha, kesef asod ekach mimeni. So Eliezer is zeichet to become later Kolev ben Yefuna. Kolev is the shoirish of Malchus based David. Kolev marries Miriam. So Chazal tell us, v'yas lohem batim in Parshas Shemois, where it says that as a reward for Yocheved and Miriam not killing the babies, Vayiki Yoru HaMialdei, says, so Elohim, Vayas Lohem Batim. So Rashi says, Kahuna Ulevia mi Yocheved Umalchus mi Miriam. Where do we see Malchus from Miriam? Miriam is the daughter of Amram, who comes from Levi. Where do we have Malchus from Miriam? Because Miriam married, tells us the Gemara in Saita, Miriam married Kolev ben Yevun. So Malchus comes from Kolev. Kolev, who protested, Vayahas Kolev Esom, the one who shouts out to Klal Yisrael, he's the Gilgal of Eliezer, who recognizes the Avoda of dealing with Artzius, elevating Artzius, is Zeicha, that Malchus Beis David should come from him. So in reality, Malchus Beis David comes from Eliezer. In a way, I'll cite HaGilgal, Eliezer, Kolev. In fact, the Chesed LaAvraham, the Chigdo, says that not only was he a Gilgal, was he Nizgalgal in Kolev, he also was Nizgalgal in Binayahu ben Yehoyada. It was interesting that he's mentioned in the Haftarah this week. Binayahu ben Yehoyada is mentioned in the Haftarah of the Hamelech David, Zokei and Baba Yomim. And in fact, the amount of psukim to remember how many psukim this parasha has, the simon, to remember how many psukim the parasha has, is Yehoyada. Yehoyada simon. The Haftarah is V'Hamelech David, because the goal of this Chodesh, the Avodah of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, is to restore Malchus Beis David. V'Hamelech David, that's the last Haftarah, usually, of Mar Cheshvan. Next week it'll be Erev Rosh Chodesh, so it'll be the Haftarah of Mocher Chodesh, but so it's not unique to Mar Cheshvan. But usually the last Haftarah of Mar Cheshvan is Vehamelech David, because that's the goal. The goal is to restore Malchus Beis David. That's the Avodah of Maor Cheshvan, to elevate the Gashmius, which is the Avodah of Malchus Beis David. And that will happen with the fall of Yishmael, as we mentioned many times. The last phrase of this week's parasha, Al Panei Kol Echav Nofal, says the Baal HaTurim, that when Yishmael will fall, Be'acharis Hayomim, and there are also other midrashim that say, when Poras falls, Be'acharis Hayomim, Oz Yitzmach Ben David. We know that Poras, today we see it clearly, everyone sees it, is the one who's funding all the terrorism. Poras, even though they might not be Yishmaelim, they might be Einok L'chav Yefes, as it's mashma from the Pesukim Parshas Noach, but they're definitely intertwined with Yishmael. Poras and Yishmael are intertwined. So when Poras falls, and today everyone, they're talking about it now, it's out there. Some say it's a matter of weeks. When Poras falls, when Yishmael falls, that's when we will experience Smichas ben David, V'hamelech David. Al Panei Kol Echav Nofel, the Eila told us Yitzchak, says the Baal HaTurim, that's when we'll experience Ve'Eila told us Yitzchak. Ve'Eila told us Yitzchak is Begamatria, Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi will come as Yishmael falls, Al Panei Kol Echav Nofel, Begamatria Dor Acharon. The last generation, our generation will experience, if we're not already, the Al Panei Kol Echav Nofel, which will lead us to Ve'Eila told us Yitzchak and to Ve'Hamelech David Zokei and Baba Yomim to the Yechi Adoni HaMelech David La'olam. These words, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David La'olam, are Begamatria Ben Yishai, which is Begamatria Akrav. Akrav is the mazel of Maor Cheshvan. Iker Bayis, as the Bnei Yisoschar says, the Iker Bayis, the Bayis HaShlishi, which is the reward for this Avoida. Because then we will see the role called Bosar Yachtov Kipi Hashem Diber. As Svarim say, the Basar Gashmi, the Gashmiistical world will see godliness, because the Gashmias and the Ruchnias will become connected. And that will happen through our Avodah of connecting Gashmias to Ruchnias, making from Chulin Kodshim, and then we'll be Zeicher to be recognized as Bini Bechayri Yisrael, the Bechayra of Hashem, says Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik has a maimer in Parshas Bo'i called Pidyon HaBen, which is also discussed in Maseches Bechayrois. And there he says that Klal Yisrael referred to as the firstborn of Hashem, not in contrast to the Umay Sa'olam, because there is no comparison. They're not called Hashem's children, and we are the firstborn. He says it's in contrast to Malachim. Malachim are called Bnei El Chai. Malachim are called Hashem's children, but Klal Yisrael are higher, and we are called his firstborn. Klal Yisrael are higher because we have this Avodah of elevating the Gashmias. A Malach can't do that. A Malach doesn't have a guf. A Malach doesn't understand Maor Cheshvan. Maor Cheshvan is not for Malachim. Maor Cheshvan is for us. The Avodah of Maor Cheshvan is Dafka for a Yid, Chaye Sora, who has a Sora is the Guf, as the Zohar says, who's Chaye the Guf, the Avodah of elevating the body, elevating the Gashmias. May we be Zeichet to this, to complete this Avodah, the Avodah of Chodesh Maor Cheshvan, of Yerach Bul, of Malchus Beis David, and may we see with our own eyes Tchias HaMesim, which will start from the Mokum of the Maris HaMachpelah, may we be zeichet to see it immediately.